off of Tarantula Ghoul and her Graveyard Rock, a track originally released on the Meadows label in 1959. I got off the compilation Sin Alley Volume 4, 1988, on Crypt. Anyway, coming up in this next hour, this week's song that everybody knows, a tearjerker. Maybe not a bonus tearjerker. Definitely a song that's going to bring water to your eyes to kick off the hour. I get to mangle another PSA. How's that sound? These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
Having my baby, what a lovely way of saying how much you love me. Having my baby, what a lovely way of saying what you're thinking of me. I can see it, your face is glowing. I can see it in your eyes, I'm happy and knowing that you're having my baby. You're the woman I love and I love what it's doing to you. You're having my baby. You're a woman in love and I love what's going through you. The need inside you, I see it showing. Oh, the seed inside you, baby, do you feel it growing?
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise, he did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun.
In a soup.
The party had just begun.
In a soup.
The guest included Wolfman,
in
Dracula, and his son. Scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the MASH.
They played the Monster MASH. Out from his coffin, Jack's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the MASH.
It's now the Monster MASH.
The Monster MASH.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the MASH.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the MASH.
It's now the Monster MASH. Now everything's cool, Jack's a part of the band, and my Monster MASH is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this MASH was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Buddy sent you.
Then you can MASH.
Then you can Monster MASH.
The Monster MASH.
And you my graveyard smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Then you can Monster MASH.
I gotta tell ya, it isn't always sunshine and lollipops here in Candyland, California, for me, Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum. So, when I want those gray clouds to clear up, I put on Alex at the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
I used to have a girlfriend, but she's 6 feet underground. Now when I pass by her tombstone, it really gets me down. 'Cause she won't be there. No, she won't be there. No, she's dead. Nobody knows I'm crying. There's no teardrops in my eye. And when I call her on the phone, it's hard to realize.
She's nowhere around. Traced her footsteps down to the shore. Afraid she's gone forevermore. I looked at the sea and it seemed the same. I took your baby from you away. I heard a voice cry. crying in the deep. Come join me, baby, in my endless sleep. Why did we quarrel? Why did we fight? Why did I leave her alone tonight? That's why her footsteps ran into the sea. That's why my baby has gone from me. I looked at the sea and it seemed to say, I took your baby from you away. I heard a voice crying in the deep. Come join me, baby, in my endless sleep. Ran in the water, heart full of fear. There in the breakers, I saw her near. Reached for my darling, held her to me. Stole her away from the angry sea. I looked at the sea and it seemed to say, you took your baby from me away. My heart cried out, she's mine to keep. I saved my baby from an endless sleep, endless sleep, endless sleep.
Thank you, thing.
It's 7:12 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. I'm actually running a little ahead. Let me tell you what I played in this first set of the second hour. Only one tearjerker, one song that brings water to your eyes, for sure. Just heard Jody Reynolds in Endless Sleep, track released in 1958 on Demon, one of my more favorite songs. Yeah, Downline is Sect. I play this annually. And the track's called Now She's Dead. This week's tearjerkers, only multiple award-winning author Darlene Lacey could introduce it. Original release on Columbia in the UK in 1965, but I ain't gonna lie, I got up the best stuff for you. The definitive Downline is Sect, singles A's and B's, 1994, and C for Miles in the UK. Well, that this week's song that everybody knows, Bobby Boris Pickett from Malden, Massachusetts, I might add, Monster Mash, originally released on Gar Packs in 1962, for like, I don't know, a quarter, I got the 1973 reissue on Parrot. Now we kicked off the set, the first set of the, second hour, easily the most horrifying song I ever heard in my life. Even when I was a yet-to-be-laid 16-year-old, it was pretty horrifying. Paul Anka, and You Have My Baby, 1973 on United Artists, on the soundtrack of my adolescence. Let's get back into it. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
Day out, day out, before daylight comes, I got to get home. Day is a day, if I am too late, I'll evaporate.
My boy, I think an all is wrong with your voice.
What do you think it is, Dad?
The trouble is in your neck. The screws are loose.
But we don't have a screwdriver.
No, but I can use my teeth. They're long and sharp.
Stay away from my neck, Dad. That's why I've got screws there in the first place, to fill in the little holes you left last time.
Well, I'll try another song.
When I was a little boy, I had a little dog, and I loved him like a brother. I walked him every day,
and I walked him every night, and I walked him every time he had to walk. Then my mother told me he wasn't a dog at all. He was my brother. Yes, son, that's very tender. I like your style. Thank you, Dad. By the way, where's Mother?
She went out to get some steaks. The last ones were much too dull.
I see.
Now, my son, practice another song.
But, Dad, why must I? I don't want to sing folk songs. I don't even like folk songs. Why do you keep insisting that I learn them?
Because you've got what it takes to be a star. You've got show business in your blood.
How do you know what's in my blood?
Believe me, I know.
You could be big.
So you weren't born in a trunk, so what? You were born in a casket. You could be a star. I can see it all over now. Your name will be written into every marquee. Your picture will be in every post office. Your records will be in every precinct. Yes, it's Sunday night, and you're being introduced on television.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight on our really big show, singing his really big record, My Son the Folk Monster, here he is, Boris Bella.
My best friend is Tom Dooley. He's quiet and so discreet. We hang around together, but I hang by my feet.
Hey, how you doing? This is JT of In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate, Alex Piandez, with the Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University, Medford. Douchebag.
Anything! FM, WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
Boy, oh boy. That was a really great song. I can't wait to hear more.
Please stay inside the house tonight, Dolores. Lately, there's been violence in the streets. The moon is full, but hearts are dark, Dolores. Danger in every stranger you meet. There's a killer in the neighborhood, Dolores. A man who sees a girl and goes berserk. And you're just the kind of woman that he preys on. And my mind stays so upset, it's hard to work. While I'm working nights, I'm making my collections, a few quarters for insurance every week. Sometimes I can hardly find directions for fear some harm may fall you on the street. The paper says the slayer struck another. Even now the law is searching for a clue. And they've called me to identify your body. Dolores, how could I know that it was you? If you'd stayed inside the house tonight, Dolores. Mm-hmm.
and Mary fry some fish. Mama, I'm as hungry as can be. Oh Lordy, how I wish, Mama, that you could keep the baby quiet, 'cause my head is killing me. I saw my ex again last night, Mama, she was at the dance at Miller's store. She was with that Jackie White, Mama, I killed them both and they're buried under Jenkins Sycamore. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? Mama, pour me a cup. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? You'd better let 'em lock me up. Don't hand me Johnny's pup, Mama, 'cause I might squeeze him too tight. I'm having crazy dreams again, Mama, so let me tell you about last night. I woke up in Johnny's room, Mama, standing right there by his bed, with my hands around his throat, Mama, wishing both of us were dead. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? I just killed Johnny's pup. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? You'd better let him lock me up. You know that little girl next door, Mama? I believe her name was Betty Clark. Oh, don't tell me that she's dead, Mama, 'cause I just saw her in the park. Sitting on a bench, Mama, thinking up a game to play. Seems I was holding a wrench, Mama, and then my mind just walked away. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? I didn't mean to break your cup. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? Oh, Mama, why don't you get up?
Some time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO, and the station wants you to know that if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. This is a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Anyway, that does my good deeds for the night in the public interest. Let me tell you what I play in the second set of the second hour. This is the Halloween broadcast. Back me up for the next to last time. The Fiends and Thank You Thing, 1965 on Dandy Records. Just with Jack Cattell and his version of Psycho. Arguably the more popular one, although I think Eddie Noack's is way better. Cycle, originally released on GRC in 1974. I got off the compilation Dead! The Grim Reaper's Greatest Hits, 2006 on your Ace in the UK. For that, the man himself, Eddie Nowak, with Dolores. Originally released on K-Arc in 1969. I got off of Cycle, K-Arc and All-Star Recordings, 1962-69. Came out on Bear Family in Germany in 2013. Well, now you're the Head Coach. And Murder on the Moors from the Beach Bums Must Die LP, 1990 on Crypt. And before that, The Ventures with The Bat from The Ventures in Space LP, 1964 on Dalton. Boy, I'm losing my voice already. Now we kicked off the set. Second set of the second hour. With Larry Foster and My Son the Folk Monster, 1962 on 20th Fox Records. Anyway, past the three-quarter pole and heading down the home stretch. One short set, one longer set. Now we put this thing out of its misery. How's that sound? These are the Desperados on WMFO and Midfield.
Midnight to you. You are here at the invitation of the Young America Mystic Cult of Horrors, and you shall enjoy being horrified to the point of sheer panic as you are transported into the dark sepulchres of this mysterious night. And you may feel yourself changing from the gentle person you are to a monster with dark green blood running through its veins. Or you may change into a werewolf with long fangs for teeth. Or you may become a vampire with a deep urge within you for a refreshing drink of blood. Warm human blood. Of course, these changes will happen to only a few of you, while others will remain as themselves, in a way, in a strange sort of way. And some may notice a feeling of loneliness and have an urge to run far into the darkness, to the nearest cemetery, to be in the company of the other souls who walk in the night. Some may imagine they feel long, bony fingers clutching at their throats. If this should happen to you, don't move a muscle. Don't make a sound. Don't even breathe. Just cross your fingers, as a cross usually protects you. If not, you will have the time of your life. The last time. The story begins in a few moments, and as it moves you from one horror to another, you may feel things about you, near you, so near to feel their cold, clammy breath on your body. Or you may feel other things, things without shape of any kind, yet you will know somehow that they are very close to you. You may feel something crawling all over your body that leaves cold, damp impressions on your skin. And some of you may feel your hands tingling a bit here and there. Don't be alarmed. These are the friendly ones. The only friendly things you'll feel during this night of terror. I leave you now in a trance of enjoyable hallucinations of the horrible things in store for you. And after your weird experiences, I will return to lead you out of the darkness of death back to life.
Even the man whose heart is pure and says his prayers at night can change to a wolf when the wolf bane blooms and the full moon shining bright.
before so much paralyzing terror as in this hair-raising orgy of sadism, influenced by the shocking writings of the evil, depraved Marquis de Sade. Bloody Pit of Horror. Starring Mickey Hargitay as the Crimson Executioner. They come to photograph seductive models against a medieval background and find themselves helplessly trapped in a castle of horrors. At the mercy of the twisted perversions of a madman who satisfies his lust by torturing his victims with the bone-breaking rack, the razor-sharp sword, the scalding, boiling oil, the deadly spider web. These and other fiendish torments make Bloody Pit of Horror one of the most terrifying films ever made.
It's 7:42 Eastern Time, and he's on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Let me tell you what I played in this next to last set of the evening. Just sort of promo for Bloody Pit of Horror from a mix CD I bought many, many years ago, back in the 90s. For that, you heard the Mad Drummer, the Deadly Ones. From It's Monsters Surfing Time, 1964, VJ. Put out the Frantics with Werewolf. Track release on Dalton in 1959. I got off the compilation Shout! Northwest Killers, 1960-64. Rare and Unissued Blast from the Vaults of Carney Barton, Volume 1. Came out in 2001 on Norton. And then we kicked off the set with the Young American Mystic Cult of Horrors. I do not know who did that, but I did get it off of a Something Weird Spook Show Spectacular Go-Go 2019 on Modern Harmonic. Anyway, got one more set to go and a bunch of music to stuff in. I know I'm not going to get the one song I plan to play. So I'll play it in the first set next week. Sit back in with These Are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
The flowers are wilted. The creature's gone. On the church house lawn, through the old graveyard, I'm gonna walk around and bury my heart where it won't be found. 6 foot under, 6 foot under, 6 foot under, down in the cold, cold ground. Like words, now my heart is broken. It's off of the birds in the deep, deep hole. I'll banish safe and sound where you can't get to it. Dig it around, 6 foot under, 6 foot under, 6 foot under, down in the cold, cold ground. Under 6 foot. under, 6 foot under, down in the cold, cold ground.
I said.
Get out of my game. Get out. then. Flamboyant are the personalities on the faces of the people I see. I wanna get out of my grave. I wanna get out of my grave. When you're slipping on downtown, walk through the alleyway, you find yourself slipping through the corner of a window pane. Yeah. So
see what you done? You stopped the show.
At 7:56, they're playing that song. You know what that means? These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, featuring rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk, pop, trek, and a whole bunch of other stuff like European film soundtracks, song poems, and other junk from the has-been, should-have-beens, would-have-could-haves, and never worse in the 50s through the turn of this century. My name is Alex, and every Thursday evening between the hours of 6 and 8 p.m., I serve up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs. Let me tell you what I played to close out the show. Just heard The Corporation from a self-titled LP, 1969 on Capitol. I Want to Get Out of My Grave. That's off to Joe Lacy for tipping me off to that one. Dead Elvis and his one-man grave, Get Out of My Grave. Track released in 2008 on Scrooge Records of Austria. It's another Joe Lacy find. And before that, Danny Hutton, a pre-Three Dog Night, Danny Hutton, with Monster Shindig, 1965, and Hanna-Barbera. And we kicked off the set, the last set of the evening, with Bob Freifogel and 6 Feet Under, from the compilation of the same name, originally released on Wedge in 1964, compilation 2013 on Mississippi. Anyway, my name is Alex. As always, the pleasure is mine. Talking at you next week. Take care.
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk? Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha! You thought it was a joke, and so you laughed. You laughed when I had said that losing you would make me flip my lid. Right? You know you laughed. I heard you laugh. You laughed, you laughed, and laughed, and then you left. But now you know I'm utterly mad. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. I cooked your food, I cleaned your house, and this is how you pay me back for all my kind, unselfish, loving deeds. Ha? Well, you just wait. They'll find you yet. And when they do, they'll put you...